Hunting for lost treasure runs in my family. As a youngster, I went prospecting with my grandpa up into the mountains to look for gold. He had plenty of ideas about where the gold was, and we always found lots of pretty rocks, but never any gold. Just the same, I've always thought it would be cool to find some buried treasure. Now, I was actually looking for a lost treasure. Although, technically speaking, it was stolen money, and it wasn't really lost. The bank robber, who stole it, knew where it was, and he had been willing to kill his partner to keep it all to himself. Lucky for me, I had a clue as to where it might be. Even better, the bank from which it was stolen was willing to pay me to find it. The bank manager, Blaine Smith, had discovered that I worked for the police as a paid consultant and hired me on the spot. He didn't even blink too hard to learn that I had premonitions, and that's how I helped the police. Since I didn't want anyone to know I could read minds, saying I had premonitions seemed like a safer way to go, especially after what had happened with Uncle Joey, the local crime boss. His niece, Kate, had been after my husband, and with my talent, I found out about Uncle Joey. I threatened to expose her if she didn't leave my husband alone. Uncle Joey's hitman, Ramos, had orders to take me to the big boss, and I had to tell Uncle Joey I could read minds to keep him from killing me. After that, he used my special ability for his own purposes, until I had enough leverage to bargain my way out. We now had a precarious alliance. I still had to work for Uncle Joey, but now it was on my terms. So far, so good. But it put a terrible strain on me, knowing how easy it would be for him to change his mind. Besides Uncle Joey, my husband Chris was the only other person who knew the truth about me. Unless I counted Ramos. Even though he thought he knew the truth, I had never confirmed his suspicion, and I intended to keep it that way. The less people that knew I could read their minds, the better. It was hard enough to work things out with Chris. Knowing I could hear his thoughts was rough on him. He was mostly resigned to his fate, but there were times it really got on his nerves. Like now. He was thinking that I was crazy to take on the job of finding the stolen money, especially based on the only clue I had. But when you pair the word underwear with a box or crate, that could mean something, I said defensively.
Yeah, like the money is hidden inside a box of underwear,
he shot back.
What kind of a clue is that? What underwear box? Where is it, in a store, in a closet? It could mean anything. See, you really don't have much to go on.
I sighed. He was probably right. But with my new consulting agency on the line, I had to give it a shot. Maybe I just needed more information. I still have to try. I already told the bank manager I would. I just wish I had a better clue.
Chris shook his head.
He was thinking that me getting in over my head was nothing new. He just wished I would learn when to stop. There was a point where most people knew to back off, but not me. What would it take? Even nearly getting killed wouldn't stop me. Why was I so different? What was it in my makeup that made me so darn stubborn? He glanced at me, realizing I had probably heard everything he was thinking, again. Which made having this conversation that much more difficult for both of us, but mostly him. I don't think it's more difficult, I said, needing to squelch his frustration with me. I mean, it might be okay if you actually said what you were thinking, but since you don't, I think it's helpful for me to know. Now that I know you think I'm stubborn, I can try to be more open to what you say.
Right, he huffed. So, are you going to back off? Because really, I don't think you have much to go on.
Now it was my turn to squirm. Probably not, I said. Chris's eyes gleamed in triumph. So I rushed on to explain. I want to look into it. And if I don't find anything, then I'll admit defeat.
Okay, fine.
He was thinking, whatever. But I'm glad he didn't say that. It would have hurt my feelings.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to talk to the bank manager tomorrow and go from there.